and welcome back to What's Poppin', where we discuss relevant and recent pop culture and news. I'm Sam.
I'm Audrey.
And I'm Jane.
We're your hosts, and we have a list of some great topics lined up to discuss today. The first one being Coachella recap. So let's just start with Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish joined Lana Del Rey on stage to perform. They performed Ocean Eyes. They performed...
Oh my god, Ocean Eyes was so beautiful.
Like, what were the other ones that they performed?
Ocean Eyes sounded so good, and also...
She did so many songs from
I don't know.
West
one of them sounded
Coast,
really good.
Young and Beautiful. Like,
Young and Beautiful
I
with Billie.
Lana Del Rey. So like, all of
she
her
actually,
music is
she
so...
rode up on a motorcycle, first of all. And everyone's saying she looks like
the Ocean Eyes
a couple
so
years ago, Lana. Like, she looks
way
younger.
I know, she dyed her hair.
Because she dyed her hair.
I saw a video, and it said her set list in it. And it was, like, amazing.
Stacked.
Like, every single song I knew.
I know. It's crazy.
Billie Eilish sounded amazing, and I just think that it was awesome.
Yeah, that was, like, such a good collab. Like, can we just talk about that for a minute? Like, that's a great collab.
Ocean Eyes and video games. That's what it was.
Oh, my gosh. I love
it. But Ocean Eyes was amazing.
Go play a video games.
It's you. It's you. It's all for you.
Okay, we're done singing.
Okay.
Yeah, but both of their voices are just, like, angelic.
So... Yeah.
Both of them combined together is just on a whole other level.
It's like, and Billie's releasing a new album, too. Is there a Lana feature?
Is it called Hit Me Soft, Hit Me Hard or something?
I think something.
Hit
like
Me Hard
that.
And Soft.
Yeah, Hit Me Hard and Soft.
That sounds really weird.
That sounds wrong.
That sounds wrong.
But then, did you guys see that Tavis
Tavis
was at Coachella?
Did you guys see the video of when he, like, picked her up?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Okay, I'm kind of, like,
a little
too much
grossed out.
Yeah, ached out by their relationship.
So there's a line for me, like, oh, it's so cute. Like, Taylor can be herself.
It's
blah,
not
blah,
cute
blah.
Anymore. Travis
for me,
is getting
it's
a little
like,
gross.
Okay, guys, can you keep your PDA down a bit?
Yeah.
No
and also,
you're not
like,
teenagers. No one sees you making out. Like, just be a little professional about it. Like,
right.
No offense. In the
and
most
also,
respectful way.
Yeah, in the most we love Taylor way. But also, like, I feel like before him, she had kind of this whole...
Oh, feminism.
She was very
conservative.
Feminist,
you don't need
and,
a man.
Yeah.
Conservative in a way more, like, private.
Yeah, and she was, like, very self-secure and self-assured. And I don't know.
Listen, like, she should be able to kiss her boyfriend, like, obviously, but there's a line, like...
Yeah.
For me, I don't really... It doesn't bother me that much, but the picking up thing was a little odd.
Yeah,
and just, like, can you guys go 5 seconds without touching each other?
I
yeah,
know.
Like,
also, how did they get their way to the front
imagine
of the
like,
stage? They were there with Barry and Sabrina. It was, like, Barry and Sabrina, like, acting like they didn't know each other. Like, it was really funny. It was, like, Taylor and Travis.
They weren't
like,
all over each other, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
actually,
did you guys
cute.
See
Barry
the video?
Was filming her.
I know, and did you see the video where she, like, waved at him in between songs?
Know.
And he, like, got so flustered.
Is that
it was
me,
adorable.
Espresso?
I like that
adorable.
Song, Espresso. What do you
yeah,
guys think?
Too.
It's
I
really
like
good.
It.
I really
it was, like, stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Era right now. I do
same.
Think that her and Barry are cute in, like, a low-key way. Like,
I
mean, they're just chill about it.
They don't
it.
Need to be around each other all the time.
They don't need to have their hands
all over each other.
But
second.
I thought it was cute that they were like singing along to the bleachers, like
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was really cute.
I just
and
think
honestly, the Ice Spice thing was a little odd to me too.
Yeah.
Honestly, like shout out to Taylor Swift, like, and then she was like, I don't know, it was just a little odd.
Yeah, I think that I don't know. It's been a very interesting Coachella so far.
Yeah. So another thing that I wanted to say about Coachella was that Tyler the Creator, I did not know he was headlining, but.
Loved
he apparently had a feature with Kali Uchis.
Yeah.
And they did
oh,
see
it was so good.
Beautiful.
I haven't heard the video.
It was so good. It was like, I don't know.
Oh, I
just
saw the introduction. He was like,
well.
Saying it like, he was singing it normally and then did it go into the song?
Yeah. It was so good.
That's such a good song.
Just that song, yeah. Like the whole, I mean, the TikTok trend that was going around where it's like, one person in a relationship is okay, and the other's like,
la
la
la, yeah,
la,
yeah.
La, I just, it's so good.
So
and
good.
Their voices together, it just, they harmonize perfectly.
And then another thing was Olivia Rodrigo was with some No Doubt. I don't know what
No
Doubt is.
No Doubt.
Is that Gwen Stefani's band?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so they did not sound that good together, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I liked their message. I feel like at all of her live, like, performances, music festivals.
She chooses
festival,
unique people.
Yeah, and also she's very vocal about her opinions on stuff. Like, she was talking a lot about Roe v. Wade when that was being
oh
passed.
My god, yeah, that was really
that was
like Minnie Taylor.
Yeah, she, I mean, even more so, even, because Taylor,
so.
I feel like, has always been kind of, she's been very obviously on one side, but on, like, she doesn't voice it
in that way.
Right. You know, and like, as strongly.
And then Gwen Stefani had all the guys sing I'm Just a Girl.
That was so
good.
Which
is so funny. Yeah.
And it, I think she did that back, like, when the band was originally
a band.
Wait,
is the band called No Doubt?
Yeah.
But then Gwen Stefani's the lead singer.
Yeah.
I also thought, like, it was, like, a good appearance by Olivia Rodrigo. Like, I don't really know the song. I've never heard of that band before, but it was, like, still cool, you know, entertaining.
Yeah. It's nice how, like, we don't really need to know. I don't think that that song is part of our generation as much. But it's good that Olivia Rodrigo's, like, pretty musically educated.
I'm just a girl in the world. Yeah.
So, do you guys have any predictions for next year? I heard some maybe Zach Bryan or Noah Kahan.
Oh, my God.
Maybe SZA.
I would have to go. I feel like it's such a...
Coachella would be so fun.
It's such a poppy, like, rap festival.
It's
though,
also
that
just,
kinda...
like, too, like, the outfits are crazy.
Oh, my God. I wanted to comment on... And... People were throwing shade at Taylor and Travis's outfits. I thought Taylor had a cute outfit. I liked her bag a lot. Travis's outfit was perfect, like, normal Coachella vibes.
I think people
like,
pick,
why are they
like,
slaving
for Coachella outfits, a lot of influencers put on, like, rave outfits almost.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think that they,
it's
like...
They did
much.
A better...
You need to just let people wear what they want.
Yeah, yep. I completely agree. Barry Keoghan had, like, the Burberry mask.
I love him so much.
You know what? I didn't really find him that attractive.
He's a cutie.
But he is a cutie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And also, I was going to say, I think another thing about Coachella, which makes it a little weird, is that too many influencers are there.
Yeah.
Just too many. You know? It's like...
I mean,
it's just a little much.
Yeah, but it's in California.
And I guess LA is kind of that influencer land. But
yeah, still, it's like, so, like, centralized there, kind of. Everything is. Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, moving on. We wanted to talk about the show One Day on Netflix. I just want to say, before we go out of the gates, my new celebrity crush is Leo Woodall.
It sounds
is that
like
valid or no?
Announcement,
so
announcement.
I love him so much.
He's actually, like,
and
beautiful. Like, when
the
I
was
way
watching, he looks like Niall. I kept saying this.
He has
Audrey
like
said
lips.
No.
Oh
I said, you look like, I keep telling Audrey, he looks like Niall. Like,
yeah.
Niall Horan. You
guys,
look,
he has really nice lips.
Wouldn't he be perfect in a Niall documentary?
Yes.
Like, he
a
looks
One Direction
like
documentary.
I
no,
think
and
he really
also, he does have really nice lips. And his eyes. Are like Lorenzo Zerzullo's
eyes.
I love Lorenzo Zerzullo.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I'm just going to talk about the show a little bit to start. Because I watched it because, Sam, you watched it, and I think you texted us and said,
ma'am.
Watch this, we can talk about it. I said, sure, but then it was weeks ago. Like, I didn't really watch it until lately. Like,
because you don't listen to any of my
I didn't even remember.
And then I'm like, okay, let's watch this. Archer didn't really want to watch it. But then I was like, it looks cute. Let's watch it. And so I'll be honest, the first couple episodes were slow because they didn't fall in love until like the last two episodes.
They were slow but like adorable.
Slow burner, but like
yeah.
Also, Emma had a glow up. Like
she had
a
glow up. Yeah,
she was. She's so beautiful. Like
it was just a really, really good. Like,
bruh, I have never cried as much as
no.
Like,
I was crying.
Why did they kill
so
her off?
I was
because
let me describe
you have
that night.
To.
I was like really emotional and I was.
We had just
and
watched.
Cried,
we were the lucky
and
ones.
We had
okay.
watched an episode of
and
we were the
lucky
it
ones. Is intense.
Yeah.
It is so
like,
intense.
Okay,
it's great.
Switch to One Day. I need something a little like cute and happy. Emma dies, and so then I just
yay!
Started sobbing. Like it was not.
Yeah,
I know.
But
and
the
then
best...
when he got drunk and then got thrown out of the bar.
Oh
and, like,
my God!
Buddy like sobbing and then the Sylvie or whatever, and then he went to his dad.
Oh
I
my
was
God!
Like, stop.
The best.
When she was cheating on him.
I know, with Callum.
I was
the
raging.
Best. Okay, the best episode
he
when
never
he's
really loved
crying him. At the train station. He's like Emma. Like, oh my God, I just remembered you have that date tonight.
Oh my
I know.
And he was crying at the train station. Oh
and
my
then
God.
Also the one where they go to Greece or whatever together.
Yes.
So cute.
I know.
And then he like embarrasses her, and they're like, that was still kind of in his like annoying,
yeah,
like super thinks he's better than everyone phase, but like. I just, they're so cute.
Oh my God, it's like, that was so cute.
And I just love, like, I don't know what the trope was, but it was
wait,
like,
also when
like,
at the restaurant.
No one really knew her.
Him. And he's sneaking out, because in the bathroom a bunch of times, and they get in that fight.
That
was really entertaining.
But I really like the idea of, like, no one really knew him like she did, you know?
Yeah.
And they, like, grew up together, and I just thought it was cool how it switched from, like, he's really rich to, like, they're just both living an average kind of life at the end.
Yeah.
But they're both happy with his bakery and everything.
Yeah, I
really was just like, a little weird, the bakery
when he
thing.
Was, like,
no,
on drugs
cute.
A lot of the time, and she was like, you have to stop this. I was just like, I kind of like, I don't know. It was just like a
you
good,
like the
like,
angst.
I like the angst vibe. Yeah. Like,
no,
yeah.
I get it. Me too. I think
yeah.
that it
so
just
so 5
adds
out of 5
something.
For me.
But, yeah, that was really good. Like,
it
I
was so
say,
well done, and like.
So, the quality was really good.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The episode where he went to Sylvie's parents' house and, like.
Yeah.
That was a hard one.
Oh my gosh. That episode, I was just like,
that was hard.
I didn't like them together. Because they were building, like, the tension. I could tell something was going to happen.
But then it got, I was like, okay, so I think he told her he loved her. And I was expecting her not to say anything, but she said it back. I'm like, okay, where's it going with that relationship, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I was just kind of confused that whole episode because so much was happening.
It was with the mom, too. Did they ever show that she died? I don't think they really...
They didn't. They just kind of implied it. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It was just, like, really, you think that he's just some rich, like, stuck-up kid, but, like, he's not.
Yeah.
He just doesn't really know any better.
Right.
And, like, speaking of shows, like Audrey was saying, well, I was kind of saying this. We watched some of this show, We Were the Lucky Ones, and the author, she came to our school, actually.
She came to our school, yeah.
And my grandparents were watching on Hulu. It's really, really good. But it is so
hard to watch. We realized
how
much we love Logan Lerman as well.
We realized how much we love Logan Lerman, yeah. Also, it's just about, like, this family who's, like, living in Poland during World War II. And it was really, really interesting, really good. But transitioning from that to, like, that's a hard show to watch, to, like, that episode where Emma dies in one day was just kind of not what we were expecting.
It was a bad,
they're both two good shows. Recommend both of them. Maybe not one after the other if you're at the end of it, but yeah.
Yeah, you just need to space it out a little bit because they both are kind of depressing.
But actually, one day at the beginning, really happy.
So cute.
It's so cute. Oh,
maybe just stop before the last.
And then
two
when
episodes.
He takes Jasmine to all of the spots where they met.
God. Oh my god!
This is where I met Emma. And then they went up to the mountain.
This
and I was
is
like,
why I met Emma.
And I was just like, oh.
And the scene,
why?
The scene where she's like,
wait,
I was
Sam,
quite
do you have
beautiful
Wi-Fi?
In my 20s. And when she's like, that? Though I didn't. Yeah. She's like, but I didn't. Like,
I'm gonna show you something.
Appreciate
Sam.
It. It was just so cute. She's like, I don't remember. She was like, I was so pretty, but like, I didn't appreciate it. And he was like, I did.
What? Okay, I need to show you something, Sam. You're gonna find this really, really cute. Okay. It's on the topic of.
Man, that is that's a good show. We needed that. I'm waiting for Outer Banks, so I kind of.
I need it.
We need it for the watch party.
This is just, like, I need to pull this up for you. This is just a picture on, just scroll through these. They're so cute. It's on his Instagram.
Cast photos. Oh, my gosh.
Wait. I don't know what that is.
Aww.
Wait, go to the first one. Oh, wait. That's so cute.
They're adorable.
This one I thought was so cute. That one. That one.
Yeah,
I
is.
Know.
He
I
looks
know.
So good there.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
He's yummy.
Anyways.
Let's go to a spring break recap. Sam, tell us all about Hawaii.
It was warm. I'm extremely tan. It was like UV
that tan lasts you for like
the entire time.
The entire year.
Yes.
And then she goes back and like refills her tan.
Yep.
And then it's like.
Pretty much. And I don't know. My tan lines look like I still have my bikini on. It's kind of crazy.
Whoa. Were you that pale?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. I had some eventful conversations over text while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Met some nice people. Hung
out
with my family. Yep, that's
any
pretty much it. There were actually three acai bowls. Love them. There was one with a really pretty flower in it. So
best part of the trip. Any pigs? Did you see any pigs? Yeah, they have pigs and like chickens.
I saw goats.
Was so cute,
oh,
by
goats.
The way.
Oh, thank you. How was Arizona?
It was fine.
It was good. You know, went shopping. We had kind
of we met the dad of a UConn basketball player named Jalen Stewart. He went to Garfield High School.
That was cool.
He was really, really good, and it was just a small world, you know, seeing that.
Yeah.
We also had someone from MI on our plane.
Oh, crazy.
And it was just, you know, good to get some sun. Solid spring break.
Yep. Jalen Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait.
Yep. We looked him up. He's on
UConn.
Yeah,
that's
we met his dad.
Son.
It was cool.
He was like wearing all UConn merch. People on the plane were going up to him and they were like.
Yeah, because there was like Purdue people on the plane. Because it's the Final Four is in Arizona. They like stuff at the airport and everyone is wearing their merch and stuff.
Aw.
Lots of Purdue merch.
Yeah. I thought Purdue was going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like Zach.
Edie's the only one on the
creepy.
Team.
Yeah, I know.
He has dead eyes, but in
I
like
also,
a bad way.
Yeah, in like a
no, I need to try to
they're
way.
Not blue. Okay, blue.
No,
blue eyes are the only ones are that can be dead eyes.
Blue dead? Yes. Are Lorenzo's blue dead?
Yes.
Are you sure? I thought it was just brown dead.
Nope. Okay. He's a blue-eyed.
That pretty much concludes our What's Poppin' episode for this week. Do you guys have anything to add?
Nothing to add, guys. Thanks for listening. Actually, one thing to add. Watch One Day. It's really cute. What else?
5 out of 5 stars.
I love it.
Make sure to travel.
Yeah.
Get sun. Don't be not tan.
Yeah, get a tan in.
Listen to What's Poppin' Mondays at 8 p.m. on 88.9 The Bridge. Check out our Instagram, What's Poppin' _pod, and listen to us on Spotify.
Thanks for listening.